Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Beautiful stuff, Pastor Mkandawira. Good afternoon to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon to you too, and Happy New Year.
Compliments of the new year. How's been the year so far? Only 8 days old.
Oh, so far so good. We can see things are looking up. The Lord is good all the time.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. Great to hear that. Great indeed here to hear that. Well, today we are talking about salvation. In fact, this is our introductory, discussion about salvation. And of course, this whole week, we are going to be talking about that. And another year basically has come and gone, 2023, and we are closer than ever before to the end of Earth's history. Now, with that said, there's no better time to discuss our topic this week about salvation with you. And of course, you are going to be taking us through this lesson on what salvation is truly all about. And I believe that at the end of the week, when we get to Friday, every one of us listeners is going to be understanding exactly what salvation is, what is it all about, all the nitty-gritties, the detail about salvation, etc., etc. So let's basically start right at the beginning. The most basic definition of salvation, what would you say that is?
The most basic, I would say, it is deliverance from sin and its consequences. Most basic.
Deliverance from sin and its consequences. That is salvation. So basically, when one hears the word salvation, they must think of, describe exactly what the picture that a person should have.
So salvation in layman's terms is simply being saved or being preserved from harm. When we speak in the Christian biblical terms, we speak of salvation or of deliverance, redemption from sin and its consequences. And so when we speak of salvation as Christians, we paint a picture of being sinners in need of salvation, and we can't save ourselves. And then Christ offers his blood as a ransom for the sins and unrighteousness we have done, so that his righteousness may be imputed in us, so we may live according to his life, his righteousness, and be saved. That is the picture that we paint when we hear the word salvation in Christian biblical terms.
So, what are sin's consequences, Mfundis?
Well, the Bible puts it very clean and plain. The Bible simply says the wages of sin is death. So, death may not necessarily be the finality, the end of life. Death may be deterioration every day.
Okay.
That's because when Jesus says, "I have come to lead, I have come so that you may have life and life in abundance," he's simply saying, you're not living your life to the fullest. You're not living abundant lives. And so I have come that you may live it, that you may have it. And so the finality of it is, for lack of a better term, the final death, the ultimate death. But for as long as things are not growing, then they are dying. And so when the Bible says the wages of sin is death, the Bible does not only mean the finality of it, the ultimate result of death. It also means what sin will take away from you even as you live in your life. And that is the wage of sin. Those are the wages of sin. And so when Jesus comes to bring salvation, he even comes to bring us freedom from the consequences of the sins that we have done in this life.
Yeah.
And so when we are preserved from committing sin as we go on, that preservation from committing further sins is those sins even as we live. But ultimately, it is the finality of it that Christ is also concerned with. And so not only finality, but even as we live right here, right now, because every sin has its consequence. And as a result, when he brings salvation, he saves us from all those consequences. But finally, it is death.
Wow, that's actually quite harsh. Now tell me, what would then be the current human condition?
Oh, let's do we have time to read a few texts?
Yeah, please go ahead. Please go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. When I was going through this topic, I came across this. I must confess that I had been negligent of this text until just now. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20. This is what the Bible says.
Yeah, yeah.
For there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin. There's none, not one. That's what Ecclesiastes says. Now that's Solomon. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20. But his father says this. David says this. Chapter 14, verse 1 to 3, and chapter 53, verse 1 to 3. Now, these words are repeated word for word in chapter 14 and in chapter 53. Let me read 53.
Yeah.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. Verse 2, God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Verse 3, the Bible says, every one of them has turned aside. They have altogether become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. And this Paul has quoted. And so you find this repeated in the Bible several, twice by David and by Paul eventually. So the condition of humanity is, according to the Bible, first of all, fallen. And then secondly, Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 says that our thoughts are evil continually. And so we are fallen and we have evil thoughts continually. And then Isaiah in chapter 64, verse 6 says two things. First of all, that we are filthy rags. And secondly, that our iniquities take us away. And that is the condition of man without salvation. We are fallen, we are evil continually, and we are filthy rags whose iniquities will eventually take us away. That is who we are.
Man, yeah. It seems like this is a very dire situation. And so what do we need to do to be saved? And saved from what exactly? Saved from these sins that you talk about?
So, what do we need to be saved from and why? First of all, why is because of these texts we have just spoken about previously. And then we have also sinned ourselves. And so we are not only born of a fallen nature, but we have also committed our own sins. That is why we need to be saved, because we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So because of that sin, we need to be saved from its consequences. And then we are, like I said, we are born of a fallen nature. And then what should we be saved from? It's sin and its consequences. Sin and death, that is what we need to be saved from. Now, there are people who do not realize the gravity of sin right now, and so death to them is not a big deal. But the finality of it is such that the Bible says that they shall wail and gnash their teeth. That's what the Bible says. So People will rather commit suicide because they're tired of living and commit suicide. Death is not a scary thing to them.
Mm.
But in the final execution of God's judgment, they will then find that it is actually a painful thing to die, because they will not just die like that. They will die knowing that they committed sin and that is why they are dying.
Mm, mm.
And that's a painful thing. But you see, God can save us from that.
Yeah,
and that is why he sent his son, so that Christ may die for us, paying the penalty of our own sin, so that we may live the life that is worthy of him alone. And so, undeserving though we are, he offers free salvation for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jonah says, salvation is of God.
Mm.
There's nothing we can do to merit it. It is God's grace that he gives it to us because of the blood of his son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And so, even though we may not realize it now, but death is a painful thing.
Mm,
mm. The finality of it is a painful thing, but we can be saved from it through the grace of God by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Pastor, as we said earlier when we started, it's just an introductory discussion today. And of course, we're going to be getting into the nitty-gritty of it as we continue with the week. But for this day, I do want to thank you so much and welcome to AWR in 2024. We do hope that we're going to be having a fantastic, fantastic week together with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good day to you too.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.